Welcome to the Holistic Accountant Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to demonstrate how accountants must employ a holistic approach to help their clients maximise wealth. It's not just about preparing tax returns. So each week, Mina Abraham and I will discuss topics to help you better understand some of the things your holistic accountant can help you with. What is a dump company? That's the question we're going to answer for you today. It's a terminology, dump company, corporate beneficiary. There's lots of different words to describe the same sort of thing. But Mina, what is a dump company?
Well, basically, it's a vehicle where you can park profits and just pay tax at the corporate tax rate of 25%. Instead of dispersing all your profits into just individual names, you've got a separate vehicle where you can just park your business profits and only pay the corporate tax rate anywhere between 25 to 30%, depending on whether you're a small business or not.
So this is if you're using a family trust, right?
Well, not necessarily. You can do it if you're operating out of a company and your company's shares are owned by the family trust as well. You could potentially be using a corporate beneficiary as well.
Yeah, cool. Well, let's talk about some advantages. So, I mean, you touched on the first advantage, Mina, is capping your tax rate on the income, on the profit that you're distributing at the corporate tax rate. What is the corporate tax rate?
25% if you're a small business, and if you're not a small business, it's 30%.
Yeah, so it's a lot lower, obviously, than distributing into your personal name because you might be paying 47%. So you're saving 17% tax. What are some of the other advantages, Mina?
Asset protection. So a lot of businesses, they tend to retain a lot of profits in the actual business. This is particularly in businesses that are operated in companies. So it's a way of actually navigating retained profits away from your operating business into a different vehicle, just in case you're sued.
Yep, great. But there's obviously some disadvantages as well, particularly if you don't actually physically distribute the cash into the corporate beneficiary. How does that work?
So it's considered, and without getting too technical, Stuart, it's considered a Division 7A loan. So what that means, it's actually an interest-bearing loan between the company and the individual, or the company and the trust that it's receiving monies from. So if the monies aren't actually transferred from the trust to the company or from the company to the individual, that then becomes an interest-bearing loan where interest needs to be paid between the two entities or the individual and the entity.
So, I mean, our view would be if we're going to use a corporate beneficiary, unless the profit is not going to be ongoing, so if it's a lumpy, you know, you've received a certain amount of income in one particular year, it might be okay to enter into a Div 7A loan. But if that's not the case, we would typically want to see clients distribute the cash into the corporate beneficiary to negate the need to have a Div 7A loan. And make it nice and clean. One of the disadvantages also of using a corporate beneficiary, because if you're going to distribute actual physical cash into that company, you want to do something with that cash, not just leave it in the bank. So that might be investing it in property or shares or whatever it might be. Well, if you do that in a company environment, we know that a company doesn't receive the 50% CGT discount. So when you go and if you make a capital gain in that company, it's taxed at either 25 or 30%. Whereas if you make a capital gain in a family trust or personal name, you'll be able to reduce that gain by 50%. And even if you're paying tax at the highest marginal rate, so 47%, your effective tax rate on that capital gain is half that, so 23.5%. So not a big deal, I don't think. Like if we're talking about 23.5% on a capital gain versus 25%, Mina, what do you think? I mean, because sometimes we can be a bit too focused on these things.
Yeah, definitely. So it really, this is where tax planning comes in as an important factor in terms of your business affairs. Now, you know, as holistic accountants, we try to tax plan with our clients. You've just touched on lumpy income, Stuart.
Yep.
You know, or it could be the fact that you could be retiring soon or selling your business soon. So all these factors come into play when establishing whether we should be using a corporate beneficiary or not. And how do we structure that sale or the dividends that are going to be proposed to be paid out or in the investment strategy? So all this comes into play. We can't just park profits and just pay the interest. Then it really needs to be an underlying purpose in at the end of the day.
I've got two comments in regards to tax planning as well, Mina. You know, I think it's very much our job to improve our clients' financial position on an after-tax basis. that doesn't necessarily mean just saving tax in of itself. You know, if we're going to distribute a whole bunch of cash into a company and leave it in cash for 20 years, to my mind, I'd rather actually pay a little bit more tax to be able to invest those monies, because the returns over 20 years will be worth a hell of a lot more than a small initial tax saving. So saving tax is one thing, and often we see accountants make recommendations to clients, look, put it in the corporate beneficiary and the cash doesn't actually move across, and just creates problems, which leads into my second observation, and that is that you can save tax. Of course, there's tax saving measures, but sometimes tax saving really is just delaying tax. That's the actual element. And so people think, oh, I've saved some tax this year. Well, if they haven't structured themselves right, maybe all they've really done is delayed the tax. And sometimes if you delay tax and you keep on delaying it, sort of compounds, you actually end up paying more tax in the long run. So it's really about taking a long-term view rather than how do we minimize tax this year on this year's profit, really taking a long-term view and working out how do we minimize tax over the next 20 years. At the same time then, how do we make sure that we're investing our profit wisely? Do you have anything to add, Mina?
No, you've hit the nail on the head there, Stuart.
So that's a dump company or corporate beneficiary. If you're interested in something like that, make sure you do plenty of research and get good quality independent taxation advice. Thank you for listening to the Holistic Accountant Podcast. To find out more, please visit holisticaccountant.com.au.